examining claims of a stolen election. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Another public hearing this morning by the House Committee investigating the January 6th riot.
On election night, Mr. Trump claimed even before the votes were counted that his loss was a result of fraud.
Committee member Democrat Zoe Lofgren. The committee played more testimony from Trump Attorney General William Barr.
I was somewhat demoralized because I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
The committee will hold another hearing Wednesday. They're trying to show a link between Trump's claims of a stolen election and the riot. Philadelphia prosecutors say a Virginia man arrested in November 2020 after driving to the Pennsylvania Convention Center where votes were being tallied with guns and ammo likely played a larger role in the riot than they previously thought. They have filed a motion to hold Joshua Macias in contempt, citing footage of him meeting with far-right groups, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. An arrest in Texas after a crackdown on illegal guns.
Attorney General Garland stood with federal officials from Texas to announce the arrest of Demondre Antoine Hackworth. It's believed he bought 92 guns that were traced to crimes, some committed within a year of purchase.
Law enforcement ultimately recovered those guns in multiple cities in Texas, in Baltimore, Maryland, and in Canada.
Garland says this arrest is part of a larger effort targeting gun buyers who are repeat offenders, traffickers, and straw purchasers, those who buy weapons, including gun conversion parts and ghost guns, on others' behalf. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wall Street now in bear market territory as the S&P fell more than 20% below its record set early this year, closing off 151 points. The Dow lost 876. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Navy pausing all training flights after three crashes this month.
As investigations continue in the crashes that have left six dead in a seven-day period this month, the Navy is grounding all non-deployed aircraft for the day as they put the spotlight on safety protocols. Naval officials say they will, quote, review risk management practices and do more training on error management. On June 3rd, a Navy pilot was killed during a training mission when his F/A-18E Super Hornet crashed in a remote area northeast of Los Angeles. 5 days later, an Osprey crashed east of San Diego and killed five U.S. Marines, followed by the crash of a Navy helicopter the next day, also on a training flight. That crew of four survived. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Iraqi man who has been held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for more than 15 years has pleaded guilty to war crimes charges for his role in al-Qaeda attacks against U.S. and allied forces and civilians in Afghanistan. The pleas by the prisoner, known as Abdi al-Hadi al-Iraqi, will help in efforts to resolve the long-stalled Guantanamo tribunals and wind down operations at the detention center. The Rolling Stones postponing a show in Amsterdam after Mick Jagger tests positive for COVID.
The band apologizing in a statement, but notes the safety of the audience, fellow musicians, and the touring crew has to take priority. Jagger also taking to Twitter to express regret, telling fans, "We aim to reschedule the date as soon as possible and get back as soon as we can." Some fans were in the stadium when it was announced the show was put off. The Rockers are in Europe for their Stones 60 tour, last performing in Liverpool. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Jurassic World Dominion in the top spot, earning $143.4 million. Top Gun Maverick came in second, earning another $50 million. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness came in third. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.